Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And we are broadcasting live this afternoon from the Renton 2016 Business Launch Pad.
Yes, you just keep adding to the name.
I do. Every time it gets bigger and bigger.
I keep waiting for you to screw it up the more you keep adding.
Hey, so far so good.
Yeah. Nice job.
Big expo here at the Renton Red Lion where lots of local businesses are showing their wares. There's giveaways. There's fantastic food.
Yes.
Lots of interesting stuff. And later on, we're going to have a Shark Tank where nonprofits can pitch their program.
That Cast for Kids will not be allowed to throw in any, you know, hooks.
There you go.
Yeah, they'll want to get their hooks into some of the people to see if they can get some funds or some volunteers or helpers.
Hopefully they'll land a whopper.
But hopefully no dogfish.
That's right.
No dogfish to be
had
in that one.
And we have another guest here with us here.
Yes.
Welcome.
So we have Birthday Dreams coming in with us. Please introduce yourself to our listeners, your name, and what you do for the organization.
My name is Chris Spahn. I am the co-founder and executive director.
Excellent. And explain for our listeners, what is Birthday Dreams?
Birthday Dreams is really dedicated to improving the emotional lives of the homeless children. And the way we do that is through the birthday party. We're wondering what we can do for the kids all year round, not just at Christmas, but what can we do for the homeless children all year round?
Right.
And we really found that birthday parties are something that are often overlooked. There's a lot of great organizations out there doing, you know, the food and the housing and all
and
that, which is wonderful.
And
But the children, they just don't get that birthday celebration to celebrate them that all the other kids they're looking at.
Yes. I'm familiar with your organization because of my work with the chamber, and I love what you guys do. I absolutely love it because if I remember correctly, it's a once a month, like you do a large function and you bring in kids and do a huge birthday party, and there's cake and balloons and are there gifts as well?
Oh, gifts, yeah, definitely gifts. So, and we do that at the different shelters. So a lot of the shelters have room to have that on-site monthly party, and all the kids that have their birthday that month get celebrated.
That's so
great. I think the best part is that we get to bring volunteers in. So anybody of any age can come in and help put on that birthday party, and they'll do, you know, face painting, play games with the kids. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's only one of the ways we do it, though. For most of the shelters, they don't have a location to be able to do a party like that.
Okay.
So we do what we call a birthday in a box. And I love this. This is where we give everything to the parents or guardians that they need to throw a birthday party for their child. And so they get to invite their friends, just like all the other friends at school are doing. They get to invite their friends to the party. And we're behind the scenes. We give the box to the parent so that they get to be the hero.
That's fantastic. I used to have somebody in my life that I did that for. And I would send, because there were several children in the family. There was four kids. And so I would collect items throughout a year, and then I would send it to this parent and say, it's for you to decide which items to give them because you'll know where they're at in their development stage. But they were always kind of, they were fun, but they were educational and useful types of things. But it was a combination of, you know, clothes, things they might need, toys, all those, you know, supportive types of items. And so when I had learned of your organization, I just thought that what a phenomenal, phenomenal thing to do because the kids in the homeless population are often very much overlooked.
Yeah.
And it's so difficult for families to even stay together in those situations because a lot of shelters don't allow all the parties sometimes, or maybe it's a pet that's not allowed, so they're split up in different ways. And I just think it's really wonderful because, you know, I know how much I always appreciated the birthday parties I had growing up. And we didn't have elaborate parties. I mean, the parties today, when I see the gift bags and things that some of these families have,
I'm just insane sometimes.
It's totally insane how much money is getting spent on some of these birthdays now. But we always had, you know, like a simple homemade cake that my mom did, and it was mostly just the family, but it really meant a lot because we got a chance to just be together and celebrate each other. And I just absolutely adore what it is that you do. So, could you, for our listeners, give a little bit of what the pitch is that you have for today for the Shark Tank? Maybe let our listeners know what you're looking for.
Well, we have so many needs. What we do, we couldn't do what we do without our volunteers and our mm-hmm. donors. I mean, it takes a tremendous effort to put on all these birthday parties. We had, in the month of August, 100 birthdays that we helped celebrate.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And that's, you know, you think about all the cakes you need and the delivery drivers. People go on our website and we have all the birthday parties listed and people can sign up for whatever they want. So if they want to donate a whole birthday box, they're able to do that.
Okay.
Or if they can just afford a gift or, you know,
what's the website people would go to for that?
Birthdaydreams.org.
Birthdaydreams.org. Okay, listeners, if you're listening to this, birthdaydreams.org. What a fantastic organization. What other things might you be, so where do the cakes come from?
People just bake cakes. The people that are out there, they're so
people actually
skilled.
Make them.
They do, and they make these amazing cakes. And you don't have to be an amazing cake baker. A child, if they just have a cake with their name on it, it's going to be so excited.
Yeah.
But if you have that challenge and you have a creativity and you get tired of eating all those cakes you're baking,
yeah,
bake cakes for birthday dreams.
Are cupcakes welcome,
Absolutely.
Too?
Absolutely.
Because I know a lot of people who are doing things like that just for fun nowadays, or there's so many of these. In fact, we got some amazing cupcakes for our one-year anniversary of having this show, and they
had bacon on it.
Yeah.
I had bacon.
I shared a little bit of that with my dog, by the way. Only the bacon, not the cupcake.
Sure.
He can't have sugar. But no, there's so many. I have a friend of mine that I used to play volleyball with, and she's an amazing, in fact, her email starts with Decadent Baker. I won't finish the rest of it, but she loves doing all kinds of cake things. I probably need to connect her to your organization because she's always sampling new recipes and doing cool new things. And she's got a couple kids of her own, and they get some amazing cakes and cupcakes for their birthdays. So
that would be wonderful.
I need to see if I can hit her up for some donations for your organization.
Yeah. Well, we currently contract with 66 shelters, and we're in expansion mode. And so we're going to be reaching out to a lot of shelters and taking shelters off our waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we definitely need much more help than ever before.
Right. So tell me, so 66 shelters, that's a lot. What is the area that encompasses?
That's from Everett to Tacoma. We call it the Puget Sound area.
Okay, that's kind of the area I cover in my real estate, because I always say I cover South Snohomish to North Pierce and Olive King in between.
That's fair to Mitchell.
So it sounds like you do, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so always, of course, we need cash donations, too, because if we have a birthday party and people didn't donate the gifts for it or the cake for it, then we need that cash to go out and shop for the birthday kid.
Okay.
Because we always want to make sure they get at least one thing on their wish list.
Okay.
What's the age range of the kids that you're covering?
Age 1 to 18.
1 to 18. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
And I can totally see that. These kids are really worried about their daily lives, so something like this is going to just really, really make a difference.
I think especially for even the older kids, because, you're 18, it's like time to go off on your own. And I remember how nerve-wracking that was, and I had a pretty stable, home to launch from.
Right.
But these kids don't have that, and so it's really a special
time. I'm glad you mentioned that age range, too, because one of the organizations I donate to every year is Treehouse, which is for foster youth. And many of those children age out of the system and then end up homeless. 50% of foster children tend to end up homeless, which is a horrible, horrible statistic. And Treehouse offers some of the same kinds of things that you're doing, but you're doing it in a different format. And I know they've gotten some big sponsorships. You hear their kind of radio stuff that goes on with some of the big mattress folks that are out there and whatnot. But I definitely want to encourage our listeners. This is a really tremendous organization, and it's so key for these kids to know that they matter in the world, because breaking a chain of things and just getting recognized can sometimes make all the difference in how
these children to not just survive, but we want them to thrive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on here today.
Opportunity.
Yes, and I look forward to your Shark Tank in a little while.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. So Chris Vaughn from birthdaydreams.org. All right, thanks for joining us.
All right. I'm so glad that we're doing this. When they first asked us to do this for 2 hours live, I was a bit intimidated. I thought, we'll have just done the show the day before. What else could we possibly talk about?
Right.
But the people we're having on right now are fascinating, and I love the organizations and everything that we're learning. So we, I think we only have, a little bit of time left in this segment?
Still,
we have a couple of minutes. But let's just quickly recap who we've already had on, and then after our break, we're going to have our next guest, because I don't want to shortchange them for time.
Right.
So recap who we've already had on.
First off, we had Carol Ann Witchie from the Renton City
Drama Kids
Council. Drama Kids. you know, setting up a program to help kids, kind of some almost like a Toastmaster developing
their confidence
builder. Social skills, their speaking skills, mm-hmm. building their confidence.
Yep.
We had Isabel, of course, from the Shadow
Habitat.
Habitat, and which is my favorite bog. You know, of all the bogs around, that's my favorite. I like that bog a lot.
Okay.
And
it's one of the only ones left because we've taken the peat out of all the other ones.
That's right. It all made whiskey. And,
yes.
Next week we had, Jessica Kelly with Cast for Kids, which mm-hmm. I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
It's a fishing thing for disabled kids. What a cool thing. And then Chris Vaughn with Birthday Dreams.
Yeah.
And we've got more to come here on Open House with Team Reba. Broadcasting live from the Business Launchpad at Renton at the Red Lion.
You're listening to Open House with Team Reba. We'll return in a moment.